The camp was opened Tuesday in Sumatra's Riau province by Greenpeace, local communities, and local government officials. It will hold about 40 people. The aim, according to a Greenpeace spokeswoman, is to help prevent seasonal fires and further deforestation and conduct biodiversity surveys. Hundreds of fires are set every year by local farmers and large agricultural corporations to clear land for plantations. In recent years, heavy smoke from the fires has blanketed parts of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore for weeks at a time. Emmy Hafiz, the Southeast Asia director of Greenpeace, draws a link between the loss of Indonesian forest and global climate change.
This is our bearing witness to the destruction of Indonesian forest, especially the peatland, and to expose to the world the link between this deforestation and greenhouse gas emissions that leads to climate change.
Indonesia has around 60% of the world's tropical peatlands. These swamps release huge amounts of carbon dioxide when they are drained or burned to make way for crops such as palm oil, pulp plantations, and other timber industries. These peatlands are being destroyed at a rapid rate. A recent report by the World Bank says this has made Indonesia the world's third largest emitter of carbon gases, which are thought to be a major contributor to global warming. Greenpeace officials say the opening of the Defenders Camp was timed to coincide with a UN climate change conference that will be held on the Indonesian island of Bali in December. Participants from more than 180 countries are due to begin talks there on a replacement for the Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012. The Kyoto Protocol focused on cutting greenhouse gas emissions caused by vehicles, industry, and other human activity, but it did not address emissions that arise from the destruction of forests. The Indonesian government indicated Tuesday that it would protect its forests for a price. It wants the major carbon emitters, such as the United States and European Union, to pay it between $5 and $20 per hectare to not destroy its remaining forests. With some 91 million hectares of forest still standing, the country stands to receive as much as $1.8 billion if the proposal is accepted. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。